This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica. Leon Kreisel joins us this morning, and we're talking about some options for wheat producers as they get ready to plant. I want to specifically hit on Prism, and you were sharing a little bit about the details before we came on air this morning, Leon, but remind us what Prism can bring to Nebraska's wheat producers.
Okay, Prism was a cross that was developed by the University of Nebraska with a two-gene setup so that you have a little more option in timing when you apply the chemical beyond to it. So you use MSO with it, and that allows you to not worry as much about cold temperatures and gives you a little bigger window. And it's still beyond, if you have a rye problem, 6 ounces of beyond in the spring is best, or you can use 4 ounces in the fall and 4 ounces in the spring, and that is probably the best all-around spray for these clearfield wheats that use the chemical beyond.
Come harvest time, what are producers seeing when this gets out of the field?
Well, out here we had a pretty variable crop harvest from zero to beyond 50 in bushels. We had hail, we had mosaic, we had frost, we had drought. So there was a little bit of everything. Prism is a wheat that is pretty tolerant, I think, to most of the maladies that we have in Nebraska, especially in the western part. It is a medium height wheat, coleoptile length. I'm going to call it a medium. We've grown it for a couple years and really satisfied with the way it looks in the fall, how it comes up and how it grows. It's a nice even wheat. I would call it a medium to easy harvesting wheat. The old Settler Clearfield was a good wheat, but at harvest you had a lot of white caps. That was a problem with it, and Prism does not have that characteristic. Protein, milling and baking, I think we're all very good on it.
If you're just joining us, we're on the phone today with Leon Kreisel of Kreisel Certified Seed. Remind us the details of your operation and the things you guys do out in the Nebraska Panhandle.
Yes, as you mentioned, Kreisel Certified Seed, we're located 1 mile west of Gurley, Nebraska, which is 15 miles north of Sydney. And we've been in the family-owned production and processing of Nebraska Certified Seed for over 90 years. And we are in the process right now during this time period of processing the new crop wheat, getting it ready. We have a customer base probably locally 200, 300 miles, and we also do longer distances, and we also export quite a bit of different things, especially ProSo millet, another crop that we raise out here, and we export that across the world.
Leon, if producers have any questions about the varieties that you were chatting about this morning or any other questions when it comes to wheat, what's the best way to get hold of you?
You can give us a phone call, 308-884-2424. We have a website, kreiselcertifiedseed.com, and that would probably be the easiest ones. There is an email address that is kcsent@vistabeam.com, and those are the three primary ways that a person can get a hold of us, and there are at least two of us that can answer your questions here, and we'll try to get you something that will make you satisfied.
Excellent. Appreciate the insight and the time, Leon. Thanks for joining us. That's Leon Kreisel of Kreisel Certified Seed in Gurley, Nebraska, joining us for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, of course, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica. This is the Rural Radio Network.